Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect fit into a Hall of Fame? Can't be measured. Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you here today on the C2P platform. We're counting down the days, almost a month away from the 2018 NFL draft, and one of the young men making his path towards that draft is the former Cincinnati Bearcats standout running back, Mr. Versatility, if you will. It's none other than Mike Boone. Mike, we appreciate you stopping by. What's it like knowing that you just wrapped up a fabulous pro day, you're heading towards the NFL, and your teammates are preparing for spring football? Is that kind of a surreal thing?
Yeah, man. First of all, I just want to say thank you for, you know, having me on the show. But, you know, like you said, man, I just, you know, it feel like, you know, I kind of got that monkey off my back, you know, pro day being over, and I got an opportunity to get out and, you know, do what I've trained, you know, for months to do, and to just showcase, you know, and leave it all out on the table. You know, it felt good, man.
Awesome. And I got to ask, I mean, because seeing what you've done at the collegiate level, I mean, growing up, if you were playing Pop Warner or Pee Wee down in the state of Florida, I mean, were you scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns every game, every time you got the ball, basically with 6?
Definitely, man. I mean, that was my Pop Warner days, man. I'm kind of like a legend out there, man. It was definitely 5 touchdowns, 6 touchdowns a game, man.
Well, I mean, I can see why. Like I said, I mean, I could just assume that when young kids weren't up to your standard at that level, I'm sure it was just a mockery of it. You were just scoring left and right. So kind of take us through, because I was so excited when you agreed to come on the show, because I think you're a fascinating kid, because I think there's so much potential in you. And then if I'm wrong, I mean, at your time in high school, you played majority of the time at receiver. Is that right?
Yeah, man. Actually, you know, all my years in high school, I was a slot receiver. I didn't play running back until, you know, I got to college here at Cincinnati. You know, I came and Coach Eddie Grant, you know, great coach, you know, he wanted to, you know, he felt like I'll be, you know, good at the running back position. You know, I mean, I played, you know, my younger days in Pop Warner or whatever, so I had some chemistry, you know, at running back. And I just trust the process, and, you know, I'm here now.
Nice. And so, I mean, I'm sure there's some – I mean, was anyone else looking at you as a receiver coming out of high school? And when you arrived at Cincinnati, did they just kind of consider you an athlete, or did you kind of know full well when you got there that they wanted you to play running back?
Like when I came on my official visit, you know, they basically, you know, Coach Grant told me, like, we're going to have you at running back. But I had a few other schools. It was FIU. They wanted me, you know, at a slot receiver. Who UAB wanted me, slot receiver, you know, schools like that. So, and that's how that played out, man.
Awesome, man. Just kind of a testament to the versatility and athleticism of today's guest, Mike Boone, former, I should say, Cincinnati Bearcat, always be a Bearcat, but kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, with Mike, you always know you can check it out again at iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in his name, followed by NFL Draft Blast, the show we're appearing. You, again, can listen to at your leisure, and then we'll be having his full draft bio at collegeyourpro.com. So you arrive, true freshman, 101 carries, 650 yards, a whopping yards per average, you know, per carry. What was it like kind of having that much success so early on?
I mean, that was great, you know, to have that year under my belt, man. I give some, you know, majority of the credit to the offensive line. You know, I had a great offensive line that year. But just for me to come in my freshman year, you know, get that experience, you know, get my feet wet a little bit, you know, that definitely helped me out, you know, later on in my career. You know, I learned most, you know, that year I had a, you know, great year protecting the quarterback, even though it was my first year. You know, I tried to put emphasis on that, you know, just that year of me getting my feet wet, you know, it just helped me.
Definitely. And I think, I mean, the curiosity of it all is, I mean, you know, I think, you know, almost 100 yards more. And then the next 2 years, not as productive as you wish. I think you battled with a little turf toe injuries and stuff. So what was it like just proving on pro day that the athleticism is there? And, a man, folks, listen to these numbers from Mike's pro day. 4.43, 42-inch vert, and 11.7 broad jump. I mean, those are about as top-of-the-tier numbers that you can get for anybody at 5'9 and 200 pounds, and you're built so solid. And, you know, when these guys, they've seen the tape, they know athleticism. But what was it like? I know you had a dinner with the Bears. I mean, that had to be a fantastic opportunity just to kind of get a better idea of how teams are looking at you as well. But kind of take us from that moment when you woke up on pro day and kind of going through the day, and if you can share anything about how the Bears dinner went.
Yeah, man, you know, that was – I was super excited, you know, for pro day, man. You know, I woke up, said my prayers, you know. I've been training for 3 months, man. You know, I had to be ready. It was just like, you know, it's time to go out here and, you know, prove what I'm about, you know. And, you know, I'm just thankful, you know, God blessed me with the, you know, ability that he did, and I could go out and just showcase it. And, you know, that felt good. So, and a little bit, you know, about the Bears, you know, we had a good time. You know, we had dinner. It was just basically, you know, him talking, you know, getting to know me, you know, him telling me how I could, you know, fit their organization's ideal, you know, of a back, you know, so that went good with him. And, you know, that's about it, man. It was a great day. I came out and, you know, showcased what I could do thanks to the Lando Performance, you know, and their whole staff. Those guys got me ready for it, man.
I was just about to ask you, who where were you training for 3 months? So, Lando Performance, they're the guys helping you get to the condition that you're in?
Definitely, man. I give a ton of credit to those guys, you know, Coach Lauren, Augie Core, you know, just a few names. I give credit to the entire staff, you know. Those guys from eating good to, you know, just going out on the field day by day, getting better and better. Those guys helped me a lot, man.
That's awesome. And then once again, Mike Boone, Cincinnati Bearcat, standout running back, kickoff returner as well. Again, he brings so many intangibles to the next level. He's just such an intriguing prospect with so much upside. And again, I am definitely going to be a guy that I can see going on day three of this NFL draft just because he brings so much to the table. I ask this of every guy that comes on the show. I mean, you're in the film room with some of these scouts, Mike. They're breaking down game tape. You're sitting right there with them. What are those characteristics of running back and just the game of football itself where you think they're going to fall in love with you and want to bring you aboard their roster?
I mean, you know, you kind of touched on it. I feel like versatility, man. You know, I'm able, you know, I can catch the ball out of the backfield. You know, you know, I played receiver throughout high school. I feel like I can catch the ball out of the backfield pretty good. And that can just allow me to add, you know, another dimension and make the offense, you know, a little bit more explosive to whatever team, you know, take the chance on me. Also, you know, I can return punts, return kicks, and I'm willing to jump out on special teams as well, man. I just feel like I can be a complete back, you know, for whatever team that, like I said, take that chance on me.
Awesome. And I asked this just to benefit you. I mean, because we pass this off to the scouts and coaches that we know. Mike, is there anything that goes unnoticed? Maybe leadership qualities. Maybe you're a film junkie, weight room warrior. I mean, what are some of the things that tape can't reveal that they should know about you that could go a long way in helping you towards this process?
Definitely, man. You know, I get in, I study my film, you know, like no other. And kind of like you said, you know, leadership qualities. I feel like my years here, you know, I, a lot of guys, you know, might have looked up to me, you know, on the field and off the field. You know, I just feel like I'm very passionate, man. I love this game, and, you know, I want to influence those around me and, you know, the younger generation coming up, man. So, you know, I just try to go out every day, you know, day in and day out, and go as hard as I can, you know, leave nothing on the field. I mean, leave everything on the field, you know.
Definitely, definitely. How about comparisons, Mike? I mean, I'm sure it's a cliche question, but, I mean, family, friends, coaches, teammates, I mean, do they ever say, hey, Mike, you know what, we're watching the Monday night game, and when so-and-so got the ball, he kind of reminds us of you. Do you ever get that?
Yeah, man, it's a couple. Devontae Freeman, you know, who happens to be, you know, one of my favorite backs. I've heard Jamal Charles, LeSean McCoy. You know, those guys, you know, those happen to be, you know, a few of my favorites. And I could just, you know, it's an honor to be, you know, kind of compared to them.
Definitely. And you know what I love about that is there's such a kind of a, some similarities, but a little bit different in each one of those guys. You know, I think we all think of Jamal Charles as that one cutback speed. LeSean is just, I think, just so well-rounded. And Devontae is such a hard runner, man. He's just a bowling ball, if you will. And it's kind of unique that you brought all those guys. It wasn't just the one kind of style running back. You brought that big arsenal of different names to the things that you hear. Looking back at your Bearcat career, because I'm sure there's plenty of Bearcat fans listening in and wanting to hear from you. I mean, maybe just take us through some of your favorite memories. When you're going to look back at being a Bearcat, I mean, maybe some of your favorite games, just maybe moments just being in the program.
You know, I would have to say, you know, when we had a Miami game here at Nippert Stadium, you know, once we packed Nippert out, and, you know, that's always a wonderful feeling, man. A great atmosphere once Nippert's packed out. Well, we had a big game versus Miami. You know, everybody counted us out, and we just came out, you know, shocked the world. That was a great, great, great moment for, you know, the university as well as, you know, as the program, football program, man.
Awesome, awesome stuff. Once again, Mike Boone, Cincinnati Bearcat here on the C2P. Mike, before we wrap the show up, we always like to have a little fun with you guys, ask a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, man.
All right, now, we had one of your teammates on the program about maybe 2 weeks ago. So I texted him before you came on tonight, and I said, is there anything that I can tease Mike about? And he said, tell him that we tease him about being looking like Lil Wayne. So, do you know who that might have been?
I mean, I hear that so much, man. That could have been anyone, man. I hear that even when I'm just on campus, you know, walking to the campus stores, I hear that, man.
Okay. Well, it was Kendall Calhoun, just in case you want to scorch him back. So.
Kendall, that's my boy, man.
yeah, he was that. He said, tell him that. So I figured that's pretty fun stuff. How about this
one?
How about female celebrities, Mike? If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
Oh, man, that is a great question. But I would have to say Beyonce, man. Beyonce. Definitely Beyonce.
Yeah, that's just
we've been doing this a long time. Back in the day, Halle Berry and Alicia Keys used to kind of battle for, you know, the number one spot. Because our last show before the draft, we announced the female name that we got the most. I'd say in the last 5 or 6 years, Beyonce's won every single time. One time Rihanna beat her. One time Rihanna got the title. But other than that, it's Beyonce all day, every day, and you know she is.
You know
just,
what's crazy, man?
You know,
I was actually, those were the two I was deciding on. You know, Beyonce and Rihanna.
Okay. Well, let's go to the bronze medalist. Do you want to take a shot on who do you think usually is our bronze medalist? Usually, 9 times out of 10, this is her. Take a guess.
Well, out of those two.
No, it's another name. Beyonce's always the gold medalist. Rihanna's always silver, but there's one beautiful lady who's always third. Oh. You want to take a guess on who that might be?
Oh, man.
I'll give you her initials, MG.
MG, MG, MG.
Megan Good.
Oh, man. Megan Good. Oh, how can I forget her, man? How can I forget her?
So she... You better watch.
Yes.
You might be listening to the show, Mike. Might cost yourself a dinner.
Definitely, man. Definitely.
That's awesome. And then the final question for you tonight before we let you go, and we really appreciate you taking some time to join us tonight. Your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your shoes, it's a very in vogue thing right now to have something painted on there. What would you want to see on the bottom of your cleats?
Oh, man, I would have to say something related to my hometown. You know, can never, you know, forget where I come from, man, and that just, anytime, you know, I can see my hometown, that just motivates me on and off the field. So anything, something related to my hometown, I could throw it on my cleats, I definitely would.
Awesome. Mike, man, you've been fabulous. I can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level. Again, I'm very excited for you. But we tell all our guys, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Definitely, man. Once again, thank you for having me on, bro.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Mike Boone, the standout Cincinnati Bear running back. And again, you just got to love what this kid brings to the table. And just comes across as such a humble young kid, and he possesses so much passion for the game and talent. Again, we just wish him the best moving forward. As always, we appreciate you folks joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.